Organizations in northeastern Minnesota and northwestern Ontario are joining with National Geographic Maps to highlight some of the many attractions in our region. Joining us now with more about this effort is Jim Dion. He's the Director of Tourism Programs with National Geographic Maps. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
So why don't you tell us a little bit about the overall project that you're working with?
Okay, we're working with the Heart of the Continent Partnership and their affiliates throughout the binational region here of the Heart of the Continent, roughly that area between Thunder Bay International Falls and Duluth, Minnesota, to create an interactive map guide using local knowledge, people sharing with us what's so special about their place. So that we can create a guide to authenticity and travel to this region. It's those micro, small, and medium businesses that are providing local opportunities for people to get to know the place, get to know the people that are here in a way that's special. And I think by enhancing visitor experiences, by sharing local knowledge with them, people are inspired to be able to come to places that maybe they hadn't heard about before, to travel to places in a different way, and then support our community economies by enhancing benefits for local people, by giving those small businesses and those lesser-known attractions an opportunity to be able to kind of step up and be part of the tourism mix for people visiting places. So in our program, what we've been doing since February of this year, roughly, is asking people, what's so special about your place. And they can go to our website at traveltheheart.com. And if you're a local person, you can tell us about some of your favorite places to go, the things that you can do, the things that you can experience here, parks, public areas, festivals, music, events, culture, arts, all that whole wider range, that holistic aspect of travel that we can share with people. And in that process, we've been working with our Heart of the Continent Partnership steering committee and the people that they're working with that represents public and private sector interests throughout the region. And they're helping us to go through and filter and fact check and review and edit in order to be able to create an interactive website that will be a door into the place-based authenticity of this incredible region.
All right. So what are you doing in the Cook County area then for this project?
Well, just like everywhere, we're asking people to participate by telling us what's so special about your place. And then over this week, we're going to be meeting in Silver Bay over the next 2 days with the Heart of the Continent Partnership to go over the as of now, we have about 400 people that have shared nominations with us of things to go onto our interactive map. We have over 350 different points of interest, if you will, that we'll be looking through and verifying, fact-checking, making sure that they are what they say they are, and that we have this consumer confiability between the Heart of the Continent Project and the National Geographic, and then start looking at what our editorial overview will be. What are some of the themes and the local voices to tie this together? What we'll also be identifying is people that we can interview. We'll be hiring local journalists to go out and look at how people can explain some of the important ways and people can experience this region, and create an editorial content that puts together the whole narrative theme of this interactive website. And
right.
Hopefully by, we're looking at late fall, maybe early winter, October, November, we'll have a consumer-facing site or a public-facing site called traveltheheart.com. It'll be co-branded with National Geographic. And working, the project really never ends. We kind of enter into our partnership with the Heart of the Continent region. We've done over 17 of these projects around the world, 9 in the U.S., and all of these geotourism websites are cross-linked with each other. It's a way in which to create communities of visitors within regions.
Okay. So I heard you say geotourism. Do you want to tell me a little bit more about that is?
Well, geotourism for us is this approach of using local knowledge, gathering information from local people so that we have an index of the places most recommended and respected by the people that live there. And our criteria for this of geotourism is tourism that sustains or enhances the distinctive geographical character of a place, its environment, heritage, aesthetics, culture, and I think the most important, the well-being of local people. So how can we use tourism? How can we use our sense of place to inspire people to visit here and do so in a way in which they'll be able to enjoy the unique aspects of a place and benefit local folks.
Okay. So what is your role in the project then?
I manage this program for the National Geographic. We developed it in about 2005, did our first project in 2006 for the Crown of the Continent Binational Region of the Greater Waterton Glacier International Peace Park Region. And since then, have done 16 others of these. Ongoing right now, we're developing a new project for the Out Islands of the Bahamas, the Eastern Provinces of Sri Lanka, and here in the Heart of the Continent.
Okay. So tell me a little bit more about the selection process. How do certain places get to be on this site?
It's all about place-based authenticity. It's those locally owned businesses or places, right? These can be viewpoints, lighthouses, state parks, restaurants, galleries, festivals, events, music, parks. As long as it's from here, you know, it's really hard if you think about how travel and tourism works. For, let's say you have a small bed and breakfast, how do you break into the international market? The barriers for entry are really, really hard. More and more people mm-hmm. are online than they ever have been before. Using social interactivity, we would create a map guide where that local mom and pop store, or even this radio station that's been mm-hmm. nominated, but people can get to know it, right? Through your eyes and your words. You folks put up your own pictures, you put up a couple of sample videos, you were able to explain who you are to a greater audience of people, and that's co-branded with National Geographic. So someone from Paris, Kentucky, to Paris, France, can look at this website, see that this radio station's on there. It has a contact information of someone that they can get in touch with. They can then have that face of that local person in front of the face of the visitor, and that visitor then can bring himself down that funnel, if you will, of making mm-hmm. a decision of how to travel and where to travel because they have confidence in the people that they see on the website. I always say this is kind of the anti-National Geographic project. Other than parachuting in, you know, writers mm-hmm. and photographers, and we reinterpret a place through our eyes and our words for the rest of the world, we ask local people to share with us your words and your visions and explain to other people who your special sense of place is. And if you go onto any of our websites and, you know, you can just a Google or a Yahoo search with, mm-hmm. you know, U.S. Gulf Coast States Geotourism.com or Newfoundland Geotourism.com, Sierra Nevada Geotourism.com, Yellowstone Geotourism.
Right.
You'll come to these interactive sites in which we have thousands of people that have shared what's so special about their place.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Jim Dion of National Geographic. The Heart of the Continent Partnership is working with National Geographic on a regional geotourism project, including a map and website. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, thank you very much for having me here today. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us and for including us in this project.